Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, start the Monday morning with a scream, Steve. There you go, Journey from the 80s at 6:16. Good morning, Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's at home again this week, broadcasting live. We're here in the studio, the dimly lit Sunbury studio, on a skeleton crew. This has been a long stretch as we start week 12 of the morning show in quarantine. I think we're doing okay. We're radio people. We roll with the flow. Every once in a while, since there's only three of us here, I sense that we're getting on each other's nerves. But for the most part, you know, Mark Lawrence doing the news, Rob the Sports Center, and yours truly here, we pretty much get along, the three of us in this big building by ourselves. Laura has the easier job at home with her pets. Steve does the weather from AccuWeather. So there's really only three of us, and it's kind of funny. But that's the way it is in life. You're at home, right? You only have each other. You're kind of tired of looking at each other, aren't you? Yeah, you are. And then I don't know if it's all the other things that are going screwy in this world, but it's hard to laugh. It's hard. You got to find it, man. I used to be able to laugh at everything. They'd say, that's Tom, man. He's just a happy-go-lucky guy. Matter of fact, my nickname in college was Smiling Tom. They used to say, oh, here comes Smiling Tom. He's always smiling. Well, I got that from my mom and dad, probably two of the happiest people in the world. Laugh. Smile. Do it as much as you can. But I got to admit, nowadays, if you're finding it hard to, it is hard. All this political mumbo-jumbo going on, coming out of a pandemic. Now, racial tension is the highest it's been since, what, 1968? I mean, oh, man, it's like you don't want to ask what's next. Somebody please help us find the funny.
We are living in difficult times.
Yes.
Social unrest, viruses,
yes.
Unemployment. Meanwhile, I want to laugh.
Yes.
Do you know what's funny about what's going on
Yeah,
now?
What's funny?
Not much.
No.
With that in mind, here are some things that are funny to some, but not to others.
Okay.
Like Kim Kardashian taking a Mensa exam.
Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Yes. That's fun.
Buying a new iPhone.
Oh.
And dropping it as you leave the store.
That's not funny.
Being out with your dad and he sees someone he knows and says, guess they'll let anyone in here for the 609th
it's
time.
It's a dad thing. Come on.
And of course, doing the courtesy cough when you're in a public restroom stall and someone walks in.
Don't cough anywhere now. There's no
funny
such thing.
To some, but not to others. Brought to you by the Yin and Yang Foundation.
Thank you. Alrighty then. You know it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with late night TV.
Some business news. After shutting down production 2 years ago, the company that makes Necco wafers announced that the candy will be back in stores this month. Yay. All of our favorite Necco wafers are back and dustier than ever. Because if there's one thing everyone can come together and agree on right now, is that we should all be eating a roll of quarters.
Protesters in England, get this. They wrote racist on the statue of Winston Churchill. Wow. Responded World War II. What do you hear about the other guy?
I hear these voices in my head.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning. I love to listen.
Keeps me laughing.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
They're hilarious.
Life worth talking about.
94KX.
94KX, no rain, no sunshine later today, actually. Temperatures in the 70s, no need for an umbrella, raincoat, maybe a light jacket this morning at 59 degrees. And if you're in North Carolina, no need for clothing. Wait a minute. Since June 1st, about five people have reported to police of a naked runner near Greensboro, North Carolina. Yeah, running with only shoes on.
And I saw a man running up through the woods. Yeah, shirt, shoes, no bottoms.
I was honestly just shocked. I was wondering if I was, like, going crazy because no one else was there to confirm that I saw it.
He's crazy. Completely naked other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like, sort of confirming, are you really naked?
What?
not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
You really didn't want to see it. You were just assessing the situation. Is that what you kooky kids are calling now? Hey, I'm assessing the situation. How big was that situation? 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Mark and Rob on the way with the news and the sports. Also, Steve has the AccuWeather forecast. Tom here in Sunbury. Laura there in Elysburg. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, there she is.
Good morning.
Hey, there you are. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Thank you. Like, we don't have enough goofy going on in the world. Besides a pandemic and unrest and politics and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now the doomsday theorists decided they made a mathematical mistake. End of the world as we know it. You know that Mayan calendar thing?
Yes.
Yeah, the end of the world was supposed to be December 21st, 2012. But when we switched over to the Gregorian calendar, we lost 11 days per year. So if you do the math, guess what, Laura? The end of the world is this Sunday. Oh!
Oh, my goodness. Nostradamus is literally rolling over in his grave.
And he saw it coming. Go figure.
Right?
Yeah, the end of the world is June 21st, 2020. So if you go to your calendar, it's this Sunday.
Okay, well, then what are we doing on Saturday night? Obviously throwing a party.
You know it's going to be big.
Okay. Have to start planning now.
Yeah. We got a week. We got a week to do it, right?
I'm okay with it. That sounds good.
All right.
We'll go out with a bang, so to speak.
A big bang. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Every morning. So, if you were with us just a couple of minutes ago, I asked Laura if she ever had a little Laura birthday party on June 1st at Chuck E. Cheese, and you're out of that demo, are you? Okay.
No, I mean, also, I've been to Chuck E. Cheese before, but it wasn't like we were going to drive down and have a party there. I didn't realize the closest one was in Harrisburg.
Yeah, it's it happened to me several times, and this is not like Father's Day memory week, okay, because Father's Day is coming up. I just heard that
it is coming up.
Chuck E. Cheese may have to permanently close.
Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. Cheese, when you're hungry for fun.
When you're hungry for fun, it's Chuck E. Cheese. Well, evidently, America's not hungry anymore, at least for Chuck E. Cheese. They're asking lenders for $200 million to hold them over. Apparently, they're close to $1 billion in debt.
Whoa.
That's a lot of kids' birthday parties. They got a book.
Now, Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck was a mouse, correct?
Yeah, big ugly mouse that people were supposed to, they were supposed to love. The pizza parlor was like a big playground. I thought it was disgusting. Mm-hmm. I'm no germaphobe. This is long before pandemic. My kids growing up in the 90s, but everything looked dirty in there. And you had to drive all the way to Harrisburg to watch your kids jump in a ball pit with 8,000 other kids coughing and snotting all over each other. And I'd be like, what? What is it? What is the appeal of this place, I'd wonder? And my kids, who never get sick, they're all healthy kids, inevitably would be like sick before we got home. I don't know if it was the pizza or the playground. I don't know.
I remember the pizza being subpar.
That's a good way to put it. You're always so fair. Subpar.
Well, I mean, I'm just being honest.
The word I was thinking of begins with SH. But
No. Be nice.
Anyway,
be nice.
So yeah, Chuck E. Cheese may be filing for bankruptcy unless they get $200 million in loans.
That's a lot. You know what? I feel like we might just need to let this one go.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, what is Chuck going to do, poor Chuck, the mouse you mentioned? I mean, does he go to Disney and say, hey, Mick, sign me on, bud. Mickey and Chucky Mouse.
Are we sure he was a mouse? I think he might have been a rat. Seriously.
Again,
I don't think that Disney's going to be accepting applications from a rat, and they already have one.
He started
in Ratatouille.
Oh,
it was adorable and based in France. But I think that was
Chucky.
Yeah, I think he was a rat.
Chucky might be a rat, which again may explain the subpar.
The subpar pizza.
94KX.
Here's the deal.
STP. With Tom and Laura in the morning, Biter's Birthday Buddies coming up in just a bit, powered up by Biter's Furniture Mattress and Appliance Store, 4th Street in Sunbury. Musical birthdays today. I don't know if you call it musical. Ice Cube is 51.
He's 51.
Yeah, he looks good for 51.
He does.
Still looks like
great.
He'd womp you if he needed to.
Every once in a while, you need a good womping.
Everybody does. Steve Walsh, the lead vocalist of Kansas, is 69. He's getting up there.
I like some Kansas.
Pretty soon, he'll be dust in the wind. That's all I'm saying. That was uncalled for. Russell Hitchcock, the other guy in Air Supply, is 71 years old today, so he's also all out of love. So, there you go.
I'm out of love. I'm so lost without you.
I wanted to hear Laura sing. See, I just teased her. I prompted
her. That's why you did that. You literally drop like little Easter eggs, little droplets, and you wait to see if I pick them up.
There it is, and you usually do. All right, now the local celebrities, or as Laura calls them,
Biter's
Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Amy Wieland from Middleburg. She's 42.
A very, very happy birthday to Carrie Pardo from Sealands Grove, 38 today.
Deb Homel from Sealands Grove also is 66.
Diana Stein from Sunbury turns 47 today.
Emily Cicero, 47 as well. Happy birthday.
Joanne Spears turns 79.
That's Brittany's grandma. She's doing all right. Kathy Walter is 52 years old today.
Kim Grossman from Sealands Grove turns 42.
Christy Heim, 35.
Leslie Rauch from Sealands Grove turns 33.
Happy birthday to Lindsay Raybuck from Sunbury. She is 65 today.
Lynn Fatul from Sunbury turns 48 today.
Patricia Miller from Northumberland, 66.
Robert Krauser from Northumberland turns 35.
Steve Jacoby from Shamokin is 51 today.
William Dobert Jr. from Sunbury turns 52.
And I don't think we have anybody on the text club. Computer running a little slow today. I think
Fair
it
enough.
Needs a Monday off. But the last time I checked it, nobody was there. But you know what happens? Somebody sneaks one in, then you get in big trouble.
I know. So you have to just give it a moment, give it a second to reboot itself, to refresh the page.
Okay, nobody there. So we're good. Anybody on social media?
Nope, no one from the 94KX Facebook page. But of course, every morning you can message us there. You can text us at 49330, or you can call us up on the Ford Fun Line. To be in it to win it with Biter's Birthday Buddies, though, make sure that you join our text club at WQKX.com.
Each and every morning at about this time, it's
Biter's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Stuck with you. How'd you like to be stuck with the same person for about, 67 years? 67 years married. I can't imagine that.
Oh, that would be wonderful. I like Keitho that much.
So if you add your current age, we're not going to do the math right now. If you're still around, could you make it to 67 years? I mean, that's...
Ooh, I don't know. We'll make it to...
You'd be really old Laura, wouldn't you?
I would be really old Laura. We'll make it to 12 this year. We'll make it to 12.
There it is. Well, that's good. You know, I was married once. Did I ever tell you that?
You were.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. No, I was unaware of that.
Okay. I just thought
you took the plunge, huh?
Yeah. Long time ago, back in the 80s.
Wow.
I must have been high.
God.
Here's the story. Joyce and Don Huffman married for 67 years. And they've never been apart until they both got coronavirus.
Aww.
So when Joyce was cleared to see her husband again, the nursing home kind of helped out. And this is just feel-good stuff. Don didn't know she was coming to visit.
Oh,
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. So beautiful. Oh, my.
You're so beautiful. You're so cute.
I love them so much. That's amazing.
I have to take a break. I feel that good. Is that all right with you?
I think so.
All right, let's take a break. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next, the 8 o'clock news block with Mark Lawrence. Another check on the sports. NASCAR! They had people at the race yesterday. 1,000
Woohoo!
Yeah, they were mostly military and family, so they're slowly starting
to
ease the people in. Yep. Baseball, what's up with that? They're still arguing. They're still bickering.
Doesn't the old adage then come in? Just play ball.
Yeah, just play ball.
Just play ball. Come on. Just play ball.
There's no bickering in baseball.
No, there's no bickering or crying in baseball.
There it is. And the PGA started this weekend, but they were making a big deal about it because there wasn't any, what do they call it, the galley? There wasn't any crowd. It's just like, hey, at last, professional golfers are just like when I go golfing. Nobody's watching. Nobody cares. Just play the game. There it is. So, Rob, the Sports Center, we'll have to check on that. AccuWeather looks pretty good for today. Coming up next hour, what's your favorite candy? I think you need to ask Central PA this on social media because there is.
Absolutely can. This is such a tough decision, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've done it for Halloween candy before. We've done it for Valentine's Day. But overall, all year round, what's your favorite candy bar? There's a map of the United States. And believe it or not, we'll take a look at per state what the favorite candy is. And little hint here, hooray for Hershey. They're like big all over the country.
I was going to say, I think that they're America's sort of favorite chocolate.
I got to put it out there right now. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Bam. I'll let you think about yours.
All right. Let me think. I don't know if I can make a decision right now.
All right. We'll talk about that next hour and a whole lot more. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. It was the summer of 69. What was I in, like fourth grade? Fifth grade? One, two, three. Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it's a song from the 80s about the 60s. We're all confused. No confusion here at all. My favorite candy during National Candy Month is Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Now, we talked about this like June 1st or whatever, and it's been posted all over. But by state, it's kind of interesting, Laura.
It is, although, like you said earlier, Tom, Hershey's is pretty much popular nationwide.
Now, I know there's little candy companies. As far as I'm concerned, there's Hershey's and, you know, there's Mars, okay? But, you know, Jimmy Fallon announced that Necco wafers are coming back and nobody cares. So there are those smaller candies out there. Who makes Sour Patch Kids? I mean, who knows, you know? Jolly Ranchers have been around forever.
Very true.
Starburst, yum. But you got to figure the big boy on the block is Hershey. So the most popular candy, though, M&M's. Oops.
You know what? They melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Very well said. Mm-hmm. Skittles finishes second. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups doesn't finish till third, but sorry. Hershey, man, you rule with me. I love the peanut butter cup.
I want to know about some of the other chocolate guys out there, right? What about Ghirardelli? What about See's Candies? Did you ever hear of that candy company, See's Candies?
No, I know I love Ghirardelli, but they're kind of expensive, but I still love them. I mean,
okay, so Ghirardelli is a San Francisco chocolate company. See's Candies, they were founded in Los Angeles, California, and they have this like honey caramel thing that you can really only get out there. Now, they'll ship it now, of course. God bless the internet.
Yeah, there you go. I don't see them anywhere in the map. So, yeah, even though they're from California.
But they make the best brittle.
Ooh.
Like a cashew brittle or a peanut brittle.
I'm taking your word for it because I'm not a brittle kind of guy. But California's favorite candy is the Jolly Rancher. So it's funny. It's not the Ghirardelli or the See's in their hometown. So, again, take a look at the map. Laura will post it up. And I'm surprised how many states went with the Skittles. I find them to be annoying.
Yeah, I don't like Skittles.
Me either. I mean, I have one or two of them, and then I give the bag to somebody else.
Now, I do love Swedish Fish.
Oh, yeah. Where are they? I don't see a fish on the map.
It looks like they are in Tennessee.
Where's the Goobers? Where's the Raisinettes?
Where are the malted milk balls? Where are the milk duds?
Holy moly. Yeah. What did they call those malted milk balls? Whoppers or Whoopers?
Whoppers.
Or, yeah, Whoppers.
Yeah, Whoppers.
And then Burger King stole the name. What's up with them? Anyway, because they've been around a long time. But yeah, anyway, let us know. But our state candy, Pennsylvania's favorite, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. So I'm right in line. Laura will take a watch on that during the rest of the show. But we want to know your favorite.
We want to know.
We're in Pennsylvania. Don't just say the peanut butter cup because that's the state candy. I mean, come up with something different. Laura's just mentioned a whole bunch.
I did. I also love, what is it, the Charleston Chew.
Yeah,
I put that in the freezer, and it's delicious.
Oh, it doesn't become a chew anymore. It becomes a brittle. Think about it.
I guess I just like brittle.
There it is. I'm worth it. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, reminding you Father's Day is Sunday. Don't forget your dad. Give him a gift. He's worth it. You know, Laura, in a new study, they say a guy becomes his dad by age 37. I don't believe that. I mean, come on. I mean, my dad, rest in peace, was the greatest man I ever knew. He's my hero. But I was not like him. I'm more goofy like my mom. That's how I shaped my career. I don't believe it. Every Father's Day week, I bring in a framed picture of my dad and I put it on my desk and I put it there for a week. And I just look at him every week and I say, morning, Pop, you know, that kind of thing. But my dad was like a combination of your best friend and Clint Eastwood. It was weird.
Okay, here's the thing.
Okay.
You probably are your dad.
No, I'm
you're
not.
You're basically your dad.
I can't be. I'm just nothing
no,
like
No, I found you are. And this goes for my dad, too. This goes for Keith's dad. It's so funny. You do just turn into your father.
Well, give me an example.
There are signs. There are signs.
Oh, there are?
Mm-hmm. There are signs. Okay, all you have to do, you're just going to answer yes or no. Do you do these things?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You finish the leftover food on everyone else's plate. Like, you going to eat that?
I did that when the kids were little just to prove that it was good food, even if it wasn't. I don't do it anymore, I swear, but I have. Okay.
You don't like it when people mess with the thermostat.
All right. I like it cooler. Some people like it hotter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
There is an ongoing battle in the 94KX studio.
Yeah.
You take pride in and love to mow your lawn.
Yeah. I think when people drive by and see a nice lawn, they say, there's a nice family that lives in there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make sense, but I do. I'm sorry.
Okay. Do you mute the commercials?
I have been known to do that. Oh my God. What am I? 1, 2, 3. I'm
okay.
Four. I'm four for
you're
four.
Four in. You're four in. We're going to go to 10.
Okay.
I think you're going to get 10 for 10.
Oh God.
You're getting up off of a piece of furniture. You give a little dad noise. Little grunt.
If I say no, you will call me a liar because you've heard the noise.
I will.
You've
yes,
heard
I
the
have.
Noise.
I've heard them all.
Yeah.
This all one right. Also, I will call you out.
All right.
You fall asleep on the couch watching sports.
I could fall asleep anywhere at any time. Well, yes, of course. Am I 5 for 5?
You are 5 for 5.
Oh, my God.
You tell the kids, now this is probably for dads who still have kiddos in the home.
Yeah.
Now go ask your mother.
Oh, my God. I've done that a lot because I just didn't want to fight with my wife anymore. So I was like, you know
there
what,
you
God,
go.
Whatever she says, I don't even care anymore.
And this is part of your career.
Uh-oh.
You tell dad jokes.
I didn't even know they were dad jokes until somebody gave them that title. They're good. They're good.
You're pretty punny.
They're
you're
good
pretty
puns.
Punny, Tom.
Oh my God, I'm 8 for 8.
Okay, and this definitely applies to your vehicles. You
okay.
Fix things instead of replacing them.
Well, I'd like to argue this one a little bit. Yes, you're right. My vehicles, I keep them spotless and I keep them forever.
Forever.
But everything else, I just throw it away and buy a new one. You know that.
Yes, I do.
What's wrong with the TV? I don't know. Throw it away. I'll go get another one.
Okay, so maybe that one doesn't apply to you, but this last one definitely does, because I know for a fact this is what you did all last weekend.
Okay, what?
You take your grilling very seriously.
Oh, yes. You better believe I do. Oh, yes.
See?
Nine out of ten.
You are your pops. 9 out of 10.
Wow. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, winding down. Hey, you know, we didn't give away a Wise Market $20 gift card today. That means there's got to be one coming up any minute. 94KX has your chance to go sizzling all summer long, but especially as we lead up to the 4th of July with Wise Markets. Yeah.
Who doesn't love sizzling anything on the grill for the 4th of July?
Exactly. Like anything. Like hamburgers, hot dogs, the basics, right? But then steaks and seafood and veggies and, oh, boy.
I love grilled eggplant.
I have never tried that, but I should. Because I grilled corn on the cob. And I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. But my favorite is asparagus on the grill.
Oh, so good.
So I will try the eggplant. But anyway, we're leading up to the 4th of July, and we want to stock your freezer. So your chance to win a $20 Wise Market gift card is coming up. And then you instantly qualify to win even bigger, right? I mean, that's huge.
That's right. $100 could be yours to go shopping for this holiday, the next holiday, any holiday, even just a Tuesday night, and you feel like having a steak. $100 could be yours from our friends at Wise's.
94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. Chad Evans hanging out in the hallway, waiting to come in and take it over here. We'd like to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. Are we continuing with that here in week 12?
Of course we are, if you want to. I mean, if people like it.
Yeah. Yeah, people have commented. I've walked up to people on the street and said, keep those thoughts for the day coming just for something positive, because there's so much negative on social media. So much negative everywhere.
I kind of like to end it on a positive note. Do you know the music, the artist, Erykah Badu?
Yes.
Or Baidu?
Where has she
been? How do you pronounce that?
Badu is what I always said, but
that's what I always said, Erykah Badu.
Erykah Badu, yeah. Where's she been? I mean, what's she doing?
I don't know, but suddenly she's incredibly active on Twitter.
Okay.
Makes sense. She is a person of color, so she's sharing her thoughts and feelings. That's fine. But she shared something over the weekend, and I was like, oh, this is the kind of thing we need to be thinking about right now.
All right. So Laura's thought for the day, here we go.
So Erykah Badu tweeted over the weekend that we should all strive to be the reason someone feels welcomed, seen, heard, valued, loved, and supported today.
And every day. Amen, sister.
Right? Good stuff.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.